This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day to all the beautiful people listening out there. You are hanging out with the worst guys. It's Malcolm Julian Ria Bezosele, baby.
The one and only.
Yeah, man. So today is a blazing topic, as always. This is just how we do.
We just keep on rolling.
We're talking about whether the man needs to be the provider in the relationship. Does the man need to be making more money when it comes to relationships? Because, you know, personally, I feel like women have so much to offer, right?
They have the power.
They have all the power. They're the ones who give birth. What do men do? Men really are trash. So, only option, honestly, is to make money, to be a provider, to be the leader. I think that's kind of the role that was placed upon us by the higher power, let's say, in this instance. Please let us know what you think about the topic. If you're listening live, holler at us on Twitter at @_worstguys or at cliffcentral.com. And you can also just hit us up at any time if you're listening to this at your leisure, because you are listening to the best podcast in the world.
So,
straight into it, my boy. What do you think? Do you think the man needs to be making that guaps, you know?
Absolutely motherfucking yes. She take my money when I'm in need. The thing is, it's so true. I mean, like, how do I explain this? From birth, alright, women already have the upper hand.
Alright.
Like, if you take a baby girl and a baby boy, you know, in that incubator morphs, eh? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? the baby girl already is so much more forward, so much more future than the baby boy.
Yeah.
You know? The boy's probably looking for a tit to suck on. The baby girl is thinking about, shit, you know, I hope I don't get gut in this world, because females are just getting gut.
So she's thinking ahead.
Yeah,
I think women mature quicker because they kind of forced to when they're growing up.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, there's a lot more pressure on women to be responsible, and men kind of get to slide below the radar. You know?
I mean, small things like relationships and family. You know, a daughter can't date in high school. Well, like a lot of daughters that I knew, or maybe it was just the girls that I was dating, and then they say no, my folks don't want me to date, and they actually, you know, fucking some other nigga.
It's because the parents knew you were a worse guy.
It's a bad man.
But they didn't. I mean, my sister had a boyfriend in grade 5, and my parents found out, they wanted to slit her throat. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But my dad was just like, as long as you're using protection, you my nigga.
Your dad is woke.
Exactly.
I completely agree. And it's mainly because of what I said earlier, in the sense that, you know, women have so much to offer.
Exactly.
So much to offer that, you know, other than your semen, what else can you do as a gent? You know, you can't tell me.
Can you reproduce?
Yeah.
You can't do shit.
You can't tell me you're gonna be staying at home wiping the children's bum. I don't believe in the idea of a man, a house husband. I think the man has to come to the table in some other way, shape, or form, because the woman is already raising the child by just being the mother. She's completely attached to it, and she gave birth, which is you changing the baby's diapers for 20 years does not compare to the process of her going through labor and giving birth. So don't tell me that you chilling, feeding a baby purity, you don't even have to use your own teta, is contributing to the relationship. So that's why I feel something like lobola exists. And this is why I'm starting to change my idea about lobola. Before, I was like, fuck that, never in my life. But the idea of the man being able to show that he can provide for this family.
I think I said it before in one of the other podcasts, but there was somebody who mentioned that in terms of a guy marrying a female or dating a female and taking her out of her, you know, her homestead, her home, why must she leave somewhere where she's being provided for by her father, you know, roof overhead, food on the table, clothes on the back, bed, everything.
Mm.
To a place now where she must suffer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
why must
yeah.
she lower her standards?
Exactly.
You know, she must either, her standards must either be met or they must be higher.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, because it's about lifestyles.
Exactly.
That's what we're confronting here. It's not, oh, she makes 100K, I make 80K, she can't be the leader. I mean, we can't be in a relationship, it won't work. No, because the lifestyle is still relatively the same. But the problem comes when your woman can afford a better lifestyle than you, then you are completely fucked. I've been on both sides of the scale where I've been broker than the woman, and I've also been richer than the woman. And it's way better to be richer than the woman, because if she has more money than you and can afford a lifestyle that you cannot, she can go to those places without you. And best believe there's some niggas trying to holler. So that's also one
and
thing.
And they are richer than her, so yeah. immediately they've got the upper hand.
Even Breezy says, just got rich, took a broke nigga bitch. No. I can't wait to do that, I won't even lie.
You know, now you see, now you're being
no,
a savage.
I'm gonna take a broke nigga's bitch. It's happened to me, I'm taking them. As soon as this guap comes in,
see,
I'm taking a broke
this
nigga's
is that
bitch.
An eye
no
for
lie.
An eye, and the whole world ends up blind kind of tendency.
Yeah, it's fine. This is the circle of life.
But what I'm trying to say is that I know somewhere out there, some ladies going, nah, we ain't no like, shut up, we're not talking about you specifically. If you know you're not that, it's not you, alright?
Yeah.
We generalize it because the masses out there, alright, of females, actually think this way. It's just a handful that are like, you know, I really don't care about whether a nigga earns more of me than not. I'm not gonna necessarily wanna overpower him.
Yeah.
But I also think it boils down to a man trying to feel like a man.
Yeah. Because if you don't have anything to offer, like you'll feel insecure in the relationship.
Yeah.
You're like, shit, this woman could do it. It's like I was saying earlier, she could go on holiday. She's like, oh, I feel like going to Paris. And then she has to pay for your ticket. And it's like, yo, you know what? I've got a bit more money. I want to go to Germany. Let's go. Now she's paying for your ticket again. And you're like, oh no, actually, let's go to India. Oh shit, now she's paying for your ticket again. You can't be that guy, because eventually she's gonna get to the point. It's like, hey, I'm going to Paris, but it's just me this time.
In some relationships, like you go on a double date, I've even seen at some point where the guy gets the female's card, she's paying, right, but he gets it from her so that he that he can act like he's paying, but that card
I've
says
seen that before.
Miss XYZ. It doesn't say Mr. XYZ, it says Miss XYZ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've seen that before, but I'll never go into that. If the woman is the one paying, she must literally pay. She must pay for the bill. She must sign. She must write the gratuity in there, because I'm okay with where I sit financially, and I'm willing to tell people where I sit financially and say, oh, okay, if I'm broke now, I'll tell you I'm broke. And when I'm rich, trust, you're also going to hear that I'm rich, and it won't be a difference, because I'll just be telling the truth. And I still want to be in the situation where, as the guy, I can offer something. You know, that's the most important part of the relationship. Well, the relation between the man and the woman is that we need to get to the understanding as men that women are far superior than we are as beings. We're just talking about species now. Woman versus man, they've just got it, man. They've just got it. And we are weak to a large extent. That's why men suffer from so much insecurity in terms of their masculinity as well as their sexuality. It all comes from a position of weakness, whereas women are more comfortable with themselves because they know that they're strong. When you know you're the shit, you're comfortable in what you are.
Yeah.
You know, but when all of a sudden it's a bit, hey, there might be some beasts out here, that's when you start tatazeling. That's when you say, yo, men don't crap me. That's when you start being that.
Right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this is the thing that men need to start to accept about a woman in relationships, is that they are far superior to us. And I think the only skill that we have is to lead and to...
I think we only have strength on our side.
Yeah.
Strength and semen, the two S's.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem, because that's the only thing we have as an advantage. And that's why violence against women comes up.
Exactly.
Because eventually we feel... The
so
fact
overpowered.
That this, yeah, we're so overpowered that it's like, oh, I'm going to lash out like this. Obviously, it's wrong and it's stupid, but that is the mentality of people who hit women, is that they literally don't have anything else. But I'm saying we need to be able to use our strength. We use to use our drive, use that ambition. There's something about men going out into the field and working. that just seems right. It sounds right in my mind. And I think we need to use that in order to bring something to the table in a relationship. Because outside of that, semen and strength
ain't gonna do shit.
We'll fix the lights, but I mean, raising the kid and taking care of you and going overseas. You see, my woman must not want to work. She must not need to work. That's how rich I want to be. I don't know about y'all, but my woman, she must not need to work. Yeah. If she doesn't want to, she can just be beautiful. She can just chill. She can live the way she wants, and I'm down with that.
Can I tell you what I find most attractive?
What?
It's that Neo. It's that Jamie Foxx, and is that fabulous? I love it cause she got her own. She only mine, she's only mine alone.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
And another woman who's on that level will recognize. You see, women are so future that they recognize ambition. They can see, okay, this guy's running and he's running for his life, and I can see where he's gonna land up if he keeps running. I'm gonna support him.
Yeah.
I need a Conor McGregor kind of woman in my life.
That brings me to the next point in that. There is that aspect of staying with somebody who you see has the potential to flourish. I think that is the only circumstance in which that relationship now starts to work in terms of the balance of power. It becomes like your team. You know, as a squad, you all have a team and everybody has their role, and she supports you in this way because she knows there'll be a return on investment.
Yeah.
You see, so that's a big difference because she's investing in you. She expects a return on that investment. When you're just a broke nigga, when you're a scrub for your whole life and she'll get nothing in return, that's when I think the relationship starts to be imbalanced and she actually is settling for way less than she deserves.
You know, can I also tell you one thing that in my mind is pulling us back as gents?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us gents think that sex is a form of reimbursement.
Jesus, we need to stop this shit. Sex ain't shit. Girls be acting like there's diamonds in their coochie. Fuck that shit. I'm so over this narrative.
You know, like, for example, you'll be chatting to your friend, asking, yeah, how's your relationship going? You know, yeah, it's going good. You know, it's a bit, it's going through its lows and ups and downs. You know, oh, shit, I hope you guys don't break up. Nah, she'll never leave me, bro. Not the way I paps. No, yes, I lay the pipe up. Dude, it's not even about that, you know. She can get her own.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
If she gets her own, she probably does it better than you for her.
Yeah,
all right? Yeah. Ask John T. He'll tell you on Friday.
It's a sex talk. That's the reference there. But yeah, I completely agree. We need to stop seeing sex as some gift that women give men, or some amazing thing that we can't fucking live without. We need to be able to just chill. We're like, nah, I'm good on the sex today. It's okay. It's okay.
But with the way we are set up, though.
You see, on this topic, I've been thinking about this a lot recently. And some people might give me shit for this. But I think part of the reason why men do the things that they do, misbehave in the ways they behave, and you know, there's this idea that men can't control themselves, control their sexual urges. And I think part of the reason that happens is because, genuinely speaking, women are incredible beings. Like, just looking at a woman, like, even if like a woman who's breastfeeding or something like that, like, just that.
How do you do that?
Like, that's like nature and beauty in its essence, you know? So they literally so gorgeous and so godlike that it's hard to like how do you keep yourself from, you know, wanting that? So obviously it's not an excuse for men or trash behavior, but I do think that is part of the fact that women are so much better than men, and men start realizing this, and then they just take it out in different ways, and then that's when they objectify women, because it's the only advantage we have, you know, it's the only thing we can use to our advantage in this relationship. But I definitely do think that the fact that women are so godlike is part of the reason why men behave the way they do. But yeah, man, please let us know what you think at any point. Just hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys or at @cliffcentralcom. And yeah, have a chat with us, man. We're having such a good time here in Stu. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. We'll be back right after this.
Stay right, girl. And when you get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. Let me hear that back.
yeah. That's the boy Jamie Foxx and Kanye West with Gold Digger. We're just talking about whether or not the man needs to be making more money in the relationship in order to be relevant. Just for your relevance's sake.
Can I tell you, I was already on this topic back in 2008.
Yeah.
When I came out with that track, Money, Money,
Money makes the world go round. We get it many different ways, even underground.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I'm on that ASAP Chamber. I'll catch you in 2026.
Yeah. You see, the thing about getting the money, you see, I prefer to chase the money because the women come with that.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas are wasting their time chasing women when they don't know. Once you get the guap, the women are an extra, part and parcel, my boy. So rather chase that money, chase that money. If you want to be relevant in your relationship, that's gonna be what you have to do. Anyway, man, we're gonna go through a couple of stories that have caught our attention over the last week. It's been an interesting week in South Africa, as always.
Oh, man, we're in trouble again. We're in trouble again.
Alright. The first interesting story that has caught my attention is that yesterday it was the 40th anniversary of Steve Biko's death. Now Steve Biko is my homie, man. Actually, he deserves a shout out. Shout out to the boy Steve Biko. Your legacy still lives on. Black consciousness. We're still fighting for it every single day. But this is something that honestly, it's still difficult for us as people to get right. The idea of black consciousness and what that means for us, actually. What do you think is the essence of black consciousness for you, my boy?
I just see it as black excellence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think we need to realize the power that we possess in ourselves.
Mm.
It's mentality as well.
Yeah.
Because we need to shift away from those old, that old methodology to act a certain way, to be of a certain, to follow a certain set of rules. Some people are still stuck in this frame of mind. We need to change that.
Yeah.
We need to wake up.
For sure. So this is what the good old lad had to say. This is from Steve Biko. Yo, give this young homie a listen, man.
Now that in South Africa, the ill distribution of wealth, that any form of political freedom which does not touch on the distribution of proper distribution of wealth will be meaningless. The whites have locked up within a small minority of themselves the greater proportion of the country's wealth. And if we have a mere change of face of those in governing positions, what is likely to happen is that black people will continue to be poor, and you will get a few blacks filtering through into the so-called bourgeoisie, and our society will be run almost as of yesterday. So that for meaningful change to occur, there needs to be an attempt at reorganizing the whole economic pattern and economic policies within this particular country. PPC believes in a judicious blending of private enterprise, which is highly diminished, and state participation in industry and commerce, especially on industries like mining, gold, diamond, asbestos, and so on, like forestry, and of course, complete ownership of land.
The man dropping bars as always. That's the homie Steve Biko, RIP. Yeah, man, he touches on a lot of topics there, but he speaks a lot about the land distribution. And yeah, we actually shot a skit, a spoof based on the notorious Johannesburg Gangster Malevin, about land redistribution and how it is that we can get this land back, in order for us to realize true equality. So yeah, do check that out on YouTube, The Worst Guys. We just talk about invading white spaces. That's where black people need to start, is that not to not to be afraid to go into white spaces and be black in those spaces. Because as long as they're living on the other side of those high walls, they'll never hear our shouts of anger from the townships. You know, so we need to be in those spaces.
Shout out to Tsotsobe.
Shout out to Tsotsobe. So anyway, yeah, that's Steve Biko. He was really influential in the way I think today. And I hope a lot of more people read more about him because, yeah, man, he's the guy. He's the guy. All right. Anyway, in other news, Trevor Noah has won his first Emmy as well. Shout out to the homeboy. Trevor Noah has won his first Emmy for his YouTube show that he does for the Daily Show. So they didn't get elected for the variety section, but they did indeed get elected for this Emmy. So he's doing us well. He's doing us well. And in other SA excellence, Kevin Anderson made it to the US Open final.
Yes, I saw that.
A shout out. Although Nadal did wipe the floor with him, I think he still deserves some congratulations for making it that far, man. It's not easy. And South Africans are just flourishing, man. I don't know if you've noticed of late. We're doing really well.
We're superstars, man.
Being saying South Africa is the greatest country in the world. Bet.
And not even just South Africans. Africa as a whole. Go look at these football clubs overseas.
Africans are dominating. France is basically an African football team.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm really happy for our South Africans doing really well. I even saw this Apple iTunes thing that Trevor Noah is doing with Shakira. I don't know if you saw
Come
that.
Again?
He was in a car. It's like a karaoke carpool type thing with Shakira. He was chilling there, busy going, Samina, mina, waka, waka, I was like, my boy, Trevor. Look at this flourish, my boy. It was a back flourish. They looked like they even had a good time. They looked like they were friends.
She make a man when they speak Spanish.
Yeah, they were in Spain, so he's like, let's hop out the car. They hopped out the car, and obviously everybody's like, Shakira, Shakira. And Trevor's like, oh, you already know me. I'm Trevor. Take a picture of my friend, Shakira. He was just being a G, ripping South Africa, man. I love the people who represent South Africa globally. Because, man, a lot of South Africans, we dream too small. We think that if you've made it in South Africa, you've made it. Nah, B, there's a whole planet Earth waiting for you to shine. And I love seeing when people do that well to that extent. Because it means it's possible for all of us. We can all shine across the globe. Not just in your hometown. Not just in Mafikeng.
I'm even past worldwide. I want to be famous with the aliens.
Yeah. If there can be a Miss Universe, I want to be a superstar of the universe.
I want those aliens to be singing my lyrics. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So that's some good news for South Africans across the board. I'm really happy to hear about all of this. But before we wrap up the show, man, we've got to give you some advice. You know, there's advice that you ask your friends. You know, this is what we're going to give you. But at the end of it, I don't know though. I don't know. Don't blame me for your life problems, but you know what it is.
Hey Tamagent, hey Tay Tay Tay, hola 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 hola, hola Magent, hey
Tamak,
hey Tamak, hey Tamak, yeah, XRM,
Sean,
yeah, no, get nasty, pone, no, nigga, but no, boss, I just want to ask, you know, no, kuta, bari, there is a serial number, ne, they tell me there's a serial number. At the end of a condom, when you roll all the way to the end of a condom, there's a serial number. Azami born, I mean, do you know of this serial number?
Whoa, that's a deep question over there, my boy. Sipo, shout out. Do you know the serial number?
Hey man, my girl's on the marina. I ain't got to do that shit.
Hey, I don't know about the serial number either, man. You know the thing is, the problem is in life when you don't have enough dick. It's not even about the serial number. When you don't have enough dick and your girl says go deeper, you're like, hey, what do you want though? It's finished. It's all the way in. I don't know what you want from me though.
but do you think there actually is a serial number at the end of a condom?
I don't know. I've never had to roll it all the way down. Does that mean I've got a lighty name? Boy, I don't know. Maybe he's using Magnum.
Sipo, my words of wisdom to you, forget the serial number at the end of a condom. It's not about the size of your snake. It's the way you wiggle your worm.
Ooh, that's the worst advice. Bars being dropped by the homie. That's what I'm saying. They're giving the worst advice. But we don't know though. All right. Okay, cool. So we're about to wrap up, man. It's been such a dope time hanging out with you. Yeah, let us know what you think at any time about this topic, man. Should the man be making the money in the relationship? I think we've come to the conclusion on our side that he should be, just because he has to have something to offer. I think women have a lot more to offer and to put on the table. And if she's making the guaps too, you become irrelevant. You become completely irrelevant. So we've come to that point of the show where we wrap up with a worst guy cipher. But you know what I want to do, man? I want to take it back to the days like of Sandton City Roof, man. Remember when we used to combine songs, mashup songs? Can you remember any of them?
Oh.
Like started with Novocaine and...
The only thing is, the way that worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would just start singing a chorus. By the end of that chorus, I come in with another chorus of a different song. You come in with the chorus. It's just a mashup of songs, all right?
Okay.
So let's do that. Whatever chorus you see fits in, you bring it up. So play any instrumental. Let's set them up with a new, fresh kind of voice.
Are we going to do an instrumental? I think we should do a cappella.
No. Instrumental, trust.
Okay.
It'll work out.
Let's see what we've got here. Oh, these instrumentals are all back here. Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to come in with any chorus.
Any chorus.
Okay, let me just get you an instrumental here, my boy. Let me just get you, okay.
You're overthinking it, my boy.
No, I've got one. I'm just trying to put it on our thingy, on our quick play. Okay. Let's see how this sounds. All right. So do we go with the chorus of the instrumental?
No. And daylight, I wake up feeling like you wanna play right. I used to open up, that shit don't feel right. It made me wanna lose my mind. Hey, when a rich nigga won't ya?
Whoa.
And your nigga can't do nothing for ya. These hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal. I blame it on a model bar with a Hollywood smile. A stupid booty with a rack like wild. I still can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste? Give me taste. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Be a millionaire, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. I'm the one for you. I know you want me too. I'm the one for you. I know you want me too. Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my dick. I'm gon' be that pussy. Be that pussy. Woo! Be that pussy. Hey, let's keep it local now.
Yo.
You played it safe. I raised the bar. Amazing grace. I praise the Lord. Versace star. World is yours. Monatosaur. Paparazzi wanna put the happy on. Got you in the fantasy. I'm in the candy, yo. In
Ethiopia, we're the champions. That's the worst guy, Cypher. Thank you so much for listening. We love y'all. Keep it easy.
World is yours. And so is my day.
No.
This is CliffCentral.com.